Hello, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. I'm calling from Opinion Research, which is conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, just for a statistical purpose only?
I vote.
So you are a legal resident, correct? Just for the sake of a research?
Correct.
Okay, and I'm required to read verbatim, sir. Okay, I appreciate your patience. Are you at least 80 years of age?
I was born in 75.
Congratulations, sir. And again, my apologies, but I'm required to read verbatim. Now, sir, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, according to your opinion, sir?
Too many Democrats.
Okay,
no common sense.
That would be taxes, government spending. Can I put that on that category?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, to the best of your knowledge?
Well, just the whole Democratic Party is trying to shut everything down.
I understand, but global, we're talking about global environmental. We have a few here, fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to a renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation. What do you think is the global environmental issue right now, the most important one?
In Minnesota is mining.
No, we're going to get, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because we're going to get to Minnesota. That's the next question, but just for the sake of the research, so we can move on. If you have to pick one, what would be the global environmental issue for the ones I just read?
Pollution.
Thank you. Now, okay, the air pollution or water pollution? Water pollution or air pollution, okay. Now, sir, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? You say the mining, right?
Yes.
Okay. And using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Refining, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. How about forest products? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And agriculture and farming? Same question.
Excellent.
Okay. And how about electric utilities in Minnesota? How would you rate that? Excellent, good, just fair,
average,
or poor? Just fair?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. And how about the medical manufacturing? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Okay. And how about mining?
Excellent.
How would you rate? Excellent. Okay. Now moving on. How would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing and managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Okay. The county land departments. Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
And environmental groups. Excellent, good.
Poor.
Just fair, poor. And forest and timber industries. Same question.
Average.
Just fair or good?
Fair.
Okay. And how about the U.S. Forest Service? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Poor.
Okay. And the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. How would you rate them? How are they doing in managing the forest?
Poor.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. And how important do you feel the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. Moving on. How significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say very significant? Somewhat, not too, or not at all significant in the future.
Very, very significant.
Okay. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
Same.
Same. Okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? What's your opinion? More, fewer, or about the same?
There's definitely less. Fewer.
So fewer. Okay, thank you. Moving on. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, sir. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. Moving on. Do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Not.
Thank you. So, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
It should.
So it is, can I record your answer as a yes for the sake of a research?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So for some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, sir, do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes, I do, very strongly.
Understood. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Moving on. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Now, much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, sir, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component, or
major?
It is a fading major?
Major.
And like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce. Now, sir, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensing logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of tax dollars? Yeah, but let me finish the question, so I'm required to read verbatim, okay? Now, will you support or oppose the use of tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay, and the state of Wisconsin, sir, is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Now, Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase on both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, sir, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me, sir, if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. The first part of the program is create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that?
Support.
Okay. Increase the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed by the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose that part of the program?
Support.
And work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose that?
Oppose that.
Okay. And getting into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker does provide. Support or oppose that?
Support.
Thank you, sir. Let's finish this up. Now, just a final few questions for statistical purpose only. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? Technical or grade school, some college, college graduate degree, high school?
High school.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. Moving on. How would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Town.
A small town. Thank you, sir, very much. And is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49,000, 50 to 74,000, 75 to 99,000, or 100,000 plus?
I don't answer that.
No worries. We move on, sir. Now, do you consider your political views a liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative? How do you consider your political views?
Yeah, I'm open. I'm the type that if it's good for the community and that, I vote for it.
Okay. So how should I record your answer just for the sake of a research? Moderate, liberal, progressive, conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And believe me, by no means, in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business, or retail sales, construction? Farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or governance, a blue-collar professional, a trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, homemaker, student, or non-employee.
I work for a mine, so that'd be construction, wouldn't it?
Construction, yeah. Yes, sir. And, sir, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, but this is just for statistical purpose only. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
I consider myself a male.
Thank you, sir, very much for sharing your opinion. Very kind of you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation, okay? Goodbye. Thank you, sir. Good night.
Yep.